Welcome to the prologue for Gem of the Ocean by August Wilson. You'll hear about the play, production, and artists, and we'll give you a little context for the show you're going to see. Hi, I'm Michelle Cruz, and I'm the Director of Community Engagement here at Trinity Rep, and also the host of the class 10 Weeks with August Wilson, The American Century Cycle. Our playwright, August Wilson. Two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning August Wilson, he won for Fences in the Piano Lesson, was born Frederick August Kittle on April 27, 1945, to Mother Daisy Wilson, a cleaning woman, and his father, also Frederick August Kittle, a German immigrant and baker. August was the fourth of six children and the oldest son. Wilson was largely self-educated. After dropping out of high school, after being accused of plagiarizing a paper about Napoleon Bonaparte, Wilson transferred through several school hallways as he faced racism and harassment at each and every one of the Pittsburgh schools he attended. A voracious reader, he spent much of his time during his youth at the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. Art and music, especially the blues, inspired him wildly as he loved listening to recordings by iconic musicians like Bessie Smith and Jelly Roll Morton. Wilson grew up during the time of the Black Power and Black Arts movement, and this made a profound effect on his writing. After a short one-year stint in the Army, Wilson met friend and collaborator Rob Penny through the Center Avenue Poet Theater Workshop, and in 1968, they co-founded the Black Horizon Theater, a community-based Black nationalist theater in the Hill District of Pittsburgh. He's one of the few to win an Oscar posthumously for Fences, starring Denzel Washington and Viola Davis. Wilson won a Tony Award and a Pulitzer Prize for the 1983 play, which they later adapted into a screenplay. In the 2019 documentary Giving Voice, Denzel Washington spoke to Wilson's process. Denzel said, he talked about how he would shut the doors and close the blinds, and the characters would come into the room and tell him what to write. Wilson's powerful legacy lives on with us as we witness his work today. In an October 2005 announcement of Wilson's death, Backstage reflected, Wilson's plays were big, often sprawling and poetic, dealing primarily with the effects of slavery on succeeding generations of Black Americans. From turn-of-the-century characters who could remember the Civil War, to a prosperous middle class at the end of the century who had forgotten the past. The playwright's astonishing creation took more than 20 years to complete. And it was remarkable not only for his commitment to a certain structure, one play for each decade, but for the quality of the writing. It was a unique achievement in American drama. Wilson reflected, the goal was to get them down on paper, he told the Associated Press during an April 2005 interview as he was completing Radio Golf, the last play in the cycle, and also Trinity's last Wilson play produced prior to the pandemic. He said, it was fortunate when I looked up and found I had two bookends to go. I didn't plan it that way. I was able to connect the two plays. Wilson was referring to what you will see in roughly 40 minutes, Gem of the Ocean. Chronologically, the first play in the cycle, although the ninth to be written. It takes place in 1904 and is set in Pittsburgh's Hill District at 1839 Wiley Avenue. A specific address that figures prominently nearly 100 years later in the last work, Radio Golf, which premiered in April 2005 at the Yale Repertory Theater. Gem of the Ocean is a lyrical masterpiece of myth and history. Set in 1904, where slavery was still a living memory in Pittsburgh, Gem of the Ocean offers a searing and mystical exploration of freedom, justice, and reclamation. Racked with secret guilt, A desperate Citizen Barlow seeks refuge at the home of ancient Aunt Esther. Renowned for soul cleansing, Esther sends Citizen on an epic journey to the City of Bones to find redemption and renewed purpose. Gem of the Ocean chronologically begins August Wilson's 10-play American Century Cycle, chronicling decade by decade African-American experiences in the 20th century. August Wilson's 10-play cycle chronicles the Black experience, with the majority of the plays set in Pittsburgh Hill District, where he grew up, with the exception of Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which was set in a Chicago recording studio. The cycle begins with Gem of the Ocean, with the introduction of Aunt Esther, a 285-year-old former slave known as the teller of history and cleanser of souls. The cycle spans an entire century, with each play representing a decade. Joe Turner's Come and Gone, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, The Piano Lesson, Fences, and most recently Radio Golf found their way onto the Trinity Rep stage, with legendary actors such as Viola Davis, the late Barbara Meek, and now the return of Ricardo Pitts-Wiley and Rose Weaver in Gem of the Ocean. Rose Weaver and Ricardo Pitts-Wiley started their work in the Wilson canon together in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, when Rose played Ma Rainey's lover, Dussie May. Ricardo last worked with Rose at Trinity Rep in The Piano Lesson, where she played his character's niece, Bernice. Ricardo can't wait to collaborate with Gem, cast, and crew, explaining that he enjoys that everyone has input as the show takes shape. When we last interviewed Ricardo for August Wilson's Radio Golf in 2020, he told us it was a personal mission to appear in every play in August Wilson's Century Cycle, whether a full production or a stage reading. With Gem of the Ocean, he's reached that goal, but he's already established another one. Ricardo said, "I actually want to go on stage and actually be in all of the shows, which is different than doing a reading, so I've technically still got a lot to go." Ricardo stated that Wilson presents the authentic African-American experience, and his plays don't try to be accommodating to the Eurocentric way of doing things. They give Black characters an opportunity to be their authentic selves because the characters are so open and accessible and believable and conflicted, troubled, and hopeful. Everything that makes up Black experiences are presented in these plays, but they present all kinds of challenges. These challenges, Ricardo says, include the rhythms of Wilson's words. He told us that just as the actors learn how to, quote, speak Shakespeare, actors must also learn how to speak Wilsonian. Ricardo said that unlike Shakespeare, where actors are traditionally expected to be formally trained, understanding Wilson is more like improvisational jazz. Rose Weaver, the youngest of six children in a Georgia sharecropping family, isn't new to the work of August Wilson. As mentioned, she's been in The Piano Lesson and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, but she's also participated in readings of other Wilson plays. To prepare for a role as legendary as Aunt Esther, Rose has done plenty of research. She's been reading about African enslavement, especially in Rhode Island, before being cast, and considered what she learned when getting into the mind of the soul cleanser. "This character is incredible, and she's so strong," Rose remarked. "Staying in touch with Brown University have given me a wonderful knowledge about slavery, but also African traditions and rituals carried across generations. I've been trying to understand the rituals that Aunt Esther would know. She's 285 years old, so I'm thinking about what her childhood is like, shedding an ocean of tears as she was coming across the Atlantic, and thinking about the slaves who didn't make it. I want to understand her from the inside out." I'm getting older, but I still want to do work while protecting my health, Rose said. I'm not afraid of death, and I know we're all going to die. But I want to be able to say what I did. Like Aunt Esther says, it's about what you do in between birth and death that counts. Our artistic director, Kirk Columbus, stated that one of the reasons we wanted to produce Gem was to work on the set of Bookends, that is Radio Golf and Gem of the Ocean, and creatively discover what it would be like for resident actor Joe Wilson Jr., who was Harmon Wilkes in Radio Golf, to play his own grandfather in Gem of the Ocean, Caesar Wilkes. May I also say that Gem is one of Kurt's favorite plays of all time, calling it stunning and resonant. The play was directed by resident company actor Jude Sandy, who is also a class of 2009 graduate of the Brown Trinity MFA program. When asked about the challenge of directing an August Wilson play, Jude said, "Perhaps the biggest challenge as a director in dealing with August Wilson's work is to really trust the magnitude of his genius. Directors want to direct. They want to do spectacular things on stage. They want to be very theatrical. You kind of have to resist the impulse to think of yourself as co-author of the play, and rather understand and accept that August Wilson himself has written this incredible work, and we just need to hear it. You just have to get out of the way of the play and let the play happen. The only way that we can be sure as a director to be successful in this way is to support the play happening. There are no bells and whistles that you can add that are going to make it any better because it's already magnificent." There are a couple of themes in the play that we want to talk about. 1839. The number 1839 has multiple significances. Keep that number in your mind in this play and others from Wilson. 1839. Of course, where Aunt Esther, ancestor, lives. That was the date when a runaway slave first spoke of the Underground Railroad. It was also the year Frederick Douglass was ordained as a minister, and also the year of the La Amistad slave ship mutiny. If you look at 1839 Wiley in Pittsburgh, it was once an empty lot for some time on a green hill. There is something brewing on that land now. I suggest you take a look and see what's being built. Blood's memory. Wilson speaks to this time and time again, stating that Blood's memory is his ancestors talking. Whether Aunt Esther speaks, her memories are those of the Middle Passage of the Atlantic slave trade. W.D. Du Bois spoke to the notion of developing Black theater that was, quote, by us, for us, near us, and about us. Years later in his speech, The Ground on Which I Stand, August Wilson reminds us of the connections of Black theater to its origins on the slave plantations of the South, either as forced entertainment for slave owners and guests, or as an investment in the tradition of arts for spiritual survival in the spirit of the ancestors. You will certainly see that here with Gem of the Ocean. We thank you for listening today. And we want to thank our stellar cast, creative team, and staff who made this all possible. Before I go, I did want to let you know about some of our community events around this play and ways you can participate. On March 14th, Trinity Rep has partnered with Providence Community Library to celebrate the life and work of August Wilson. I've selected the book, How I Learned What I Learned, to discuss. It's a compelling theatrical memoir about the power of art and the power of possibility. As an added bonus, this month's book discussion coincides with our play, of course, One lucky registrant will win a pair of free tickets to see Gem of the Ocean at Trinity Rep in late March. We're proud to co-present The Wilson Way, three plays about American icon, a collaboration between Mixed Magic Theater and Trinity Repertory Company. Join us for a reading of Seven Guitars at Trinity Rep on March 15th, King Hedley on March 29th at Mixed Magic Theater, and March 31st, a forum with our two directors, Dr. Shannon from the August Wilson Society, moderated by Michelle Cruz, Director of Community Engagement at Trinity Rep. Finally, join us online for an intergenerational discussion on Blood Memory, a large theme in Gem, with award-winning filmmaker, professor, and historian, Dr. Claire Andrade Watkins, Jude Sandy, and new voices from our acting company, our youth acting company. Thank you for your time and enjoy the show.